I started about a year ago working for Mayor Jepsen as deputy mayor, and over the year I've learned how to operate through City Hall, work within the community, and as I grew into the position, I realized that I wanted to run for mayor so I could finish some of the projects that we have started. We have started the Greenbelt Trail and Geyser Road Trail. We're working on bringing workforce housing to Saratoga Springs. So these are some big projects that we want to, keep going forward.
Recently, there was some controversy about the Greenbelt Trail expansion, particularly along Geyser Road, and some of the residents were upset about the city possibly using eminent domain to get about a half acre of property along that route. What's your opinion on the city using that, and is that absolutely necessary for the project?
I believe that this project has been ongoing for over 13 years, and it has been vetted out for safety through the Department of Transportation. So I feel that it is the safest route to Saratoga Spa Park trails, and that's the connection. They will be fixing and improving the Route 50 Geyser Road intersection along with those funds. So I do feel that they did do their due diligence in vetting out the project.
So, if you are elected in November, what's also on the ballot is a charter change measure. And depending on how that goes, that could really change how things operate come January. So, can you tell me about whether you support or do not support the specifics of the charter change? Mainly, that would be going from a commission-style form of government that we have right now to a council manager type of government. Do you have an opinion about how you'd like to see that vote turn out?
Yeah, I would. I am for charter reform. I've worked in City Hall for over a year. I know how it works. I think it needs to come into a more streamlined, clear vision for the city. Right now, we're working with five departments that don't work well together a lot of the times, and it's hard to get projects pushed through. So, as far as being in City Hall, I have talked to most people in there, and I would say that a large percentage are for charter change. I'm for charter change more for the people that work in City Hall. I do feel we need clear leadership. There's not clear leadership for this city.
The nickname is the five-headed Hydra. And that's because each of the five department heads, which serve as a part-time department head, also has a seat on the council. So what this would do was would put a full-time mayor and a full-time city manager, as well as a seven-member city council. I wonder if you could be more specific about the difficulties that you see with the current system then.
Well, I think it's the interdepartmental. To me, I'm a former business owner, and to streamline just even the purchasing throughout the building, if we purchase together as a building instead of five individual departments, that's where the cost savings will come in. That's one little piece. The other things are getting, right now we have the mayor's department has building, planning, human resources, recreation under the mayor's guise. And so we really are looking forward to getting clear directions so when we have to work with the engineering department, we don't have to wait for that. We can have that process streamlined right through our building and planning department. Right now, we have to wait for things, because that's a different department, and a lot of times politics does come into that, and we can't get through those walls.
One of the common criticisms that has been floated around in the last couple of months here is the cost of the mayor's salary. Right now it's very low, it's about $14,500 a year. So do you believe that those concerns are justified?
It's very justified, and I do believe it's low for city our what we bring to Saratoga. And I think the average mayor for the state of New York is 50,000. So I am in favor of that, and I feel that if it should be a full-time position. 40,000, I do believe, is probably still low for that position. But I just wanted to make sure for the record that this is not the form of government that I'm running for. I am running for the commission form of government. So I will be working through all of this in hopes to bring the new form of government in 2020.
And is there anything else that's a new project maybe that you're not already working on that you'd like to see accomplished if you were elected mayor?
I would love to see the workforce housing projects finished. We have South Broadway and West Avenue, and both of those are big projects, and we need to get them up and running and completed.